If it's Monday and it's around 8:20, it's the time once again to bring in Ruth Epstein. Ruth, of course, joins us on a Monday morning from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American, and we're lucky to have her here giving us the information. Good morning, Ruth.
Oh, thank you, and it's nice to be here. Another Monday, another busy, busy week.
Yeah.
Just concluded, and another one coming up. So we're back in business. Big news, there's a new head at Sharon Hospital, Dr. Herko, who Marshall and I have been dealing with for the last few years. He was also head of Putnam Hospital, and he's going to take that one on just alone. And Christina McCullough, who has been the chief nursing officer, is going to be at the helm of Sharon Hospital.
Yeah, I had a nice interview with her and Dr. Herko last week. The good thing about who they're replacing with, she's been at the hospital, so she's
right.
So she's familiar with the hospital,
yeah.
And she's also familiar with the public reaction. So you know, it's good to have somebody that's familiar with everything that's going on.
Yes, I totally agree. Rather than bringing somebody totally new in, because there are many challenges coming forward at the hospital, as we all know, and she has been at some of the meetings and community forums, so you're right. That's an important aspect. There was a huge rally on Saturday in Salisbury for gun control, about 300 people there. It was quite impressive. What was most touching was last time they talked about no young people being at the rally and people were upset. Well, there were plenty of young people there this week, and a lot of Hoosie students, and many of them holding up pictures of the victims from Uvalde. So it was very touching, and I'm glad to see young people getting involved in civic affairs. It's pretty important, and, you know, they're at risk as well as anybody else with school shootings. So that was at the town green in Salisbury. The group then marched down Main Street to Town Hall, chants and cheers, and it was quite impressive. Bear ordinance, the Salisbury Board of Selectmen have decided they're going to install a bear ordinance because they're getting complaints about people feeding bears, which is, of course, attracting them to backyards, and selectmen are worried that somebody could get hurt, obviously. So there's going to be a town meeting later this month in which they will be putting that on the agenda.
You know, there's no reason to feed the bears. I have bears come by my house all the time, and they were getting a little too close. So what I did this year is I parked my car closer to the front door,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of cuts – the bear traffic now has been cut in half. But you're right. Feeding bears is never a good thing. And businesses, not only in Salisbury but in Sharon now, that leave food garbage out in,
mm-hmm.
in containers that are not protected. These are wild animals. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to come and they're going to make themselves and become acclimated, and it's never, never good. I mean, I love bears. I think that bears should be allowed to exist, but you know what people do endangers them. It endangers not only people but the bears itself.
Yeah. Curtis Ramp, first selectman, you know, in Salisbury, did say that those strong trash cans that they put in a few years ago when there were bears roaming around Main Street have really helped. So that was good to hear. There are ways to keep them away, but as Don Malin, the selectman, said, you know, he was fired up, as he often is, and talked about the foolishness of feeding bears, and he said, you know, that could only lead to legislation to shoot them, which he would be opposed to. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. So we had the informational meeting on the wastewater plant proposal in Cornwall Saturday evening. About over 50 people came to hear the proposal, which is going to be a $6.3 million project to upgrade the systems, which are many of which are substandard in the center of the village, and basically to encourage expansion of the business and residences down there. Some concerns, as would be expected, some support, and some who have questions about, the big question is where is it going to be located, and they don't know yet, so several people mentioned that. And that is going to be discussed at another informational meeting on the 25th of June, which will adjourn to a referendum, 12 to noon, on July 9th. So stay tuned for that. That's a big issue in Cornwall. Of that $6.3 million, I just want to say $3 million will be paid through a grant that was received through the efforts of Congresswoman Johanna Hayes. So that does help offset the costs. Okay, looking ahead, Marshall, busy, busy week.
Boy, Sharon's got a busy day today.
Yeah, Sharon is busy. We have Falls Village doubleheader, the Board of Finance and the Board of Selectmen. What's on your list for Sharon?
Well, the Inland Wetlands Commission meets at 5, the Park and Rec at 6:30, and Sharon Board of Education today meets at 7 o'clock this evening.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so pick your whatever. You can go anywhere. And the Sharon Selectmen meet tomorrow.
Yep.
It's their time. And then, of course, it's graduation time, so we have the Housatonic, well, we have grammar school graduations all during the week, several on the same night, and then the Thursday night is the Housatonic graduation. And on the Saturday night, there's a Republican fundraiser in Salisbury at someone's house, and all the big candidates for state offices are going to be there. It's because of parking, those who want to go are asked to park at the Salisbury Bank and Trust parking lot in Lakeville, and they will be shuttling people back there. So going to be a busy, busy week, and I'm sure there's all kinds of activities for school and end of year things going on. We did attend a party for all the, there's a whole slew of special ed psychologists and teachers retiring, and they had a party this week, and it was really rather entertaining. I'll be doing a little story on that. Flamingos were everywhere. That was the theme, and they really had a good time. But we're losing a huge amount of, history with all those teachers retiring.
It's and this past weekend there was rabies clinics around. I mean, we're back to where there's things to do and see over the course of weekends.
Absolutely, the FFA alumni, yeah, chicken barbecue was so popular that they ran out of food. They had to, by the first hour they were almost sold out, and by the time I got there at six or so, all you could get was chicken and salad. They had never seen such a turnout as last night, which is proof people are wanting to get out and get things happening. Yeah, incredible, incredible.
Well, it's nice to see, and
it
just is. I mean, nobody was really cooped up, but you missed all these events over the past couple of years.
Absolutely. And Henry Todd, our own Henry Todd, first selectman of Falls Village, is going to be leading the Northwest Hills COG next year. He's been elected chairman. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, no, there's things that are on the back burner, like the fire station in Falls Village,
and
they're starting to work on that piece of property, the former Chinese restaurant, in Salisbury.
Oh, really?
They're starting to tear down the buildings in the back.
Oh, has it been sold?
Oh, it's been sold. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Told me a bit of news I didn't know.
Yeah.
Great. And North Canaan is planning, they have this new events group, so next week they're planning a fun family fun night of things, events every night. So there'll be a pool party and something at the library and games night, and so more proof that things are opening up and people want to get out.
And,
which is really nice.
Yep, they fenced in the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon,
yes,
which obviously means they've met their fundraising goal and they're ready to begin construction.
Yeah, I saw that going through the other day. So lots of things going on and coming up. You know, the Historical Society Sharon's Let Them Eat Cake,
yep,
which is always a fun event and a fattening one. And so stay tuned, folks. Lots going on.
Ruth, always nice to hear from you. And
always nice to start my week with you, Marshall.
And we will see what happens this week and come back next Monday and do it all over again.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Her story is available online, rep-am.com, in the newspaper, and you can get the newspaper also at home delivery as well.